sit around eating and filling your guts with huska. Teach them. Only teach them what to do, the expectations. Well, you learn from your failures too. There's one thing about an athlete. He understands he lost the race because his arms were not pumping at a certain distance at a certain time. If one runs the high hurdles in track, they take the same amount of steps between each hurdle. 1, 2, 3, boom. 1, 2, 3, boom. 1, 2, 3, boom. 1, 2, 3, boom. I think about that. To run that distance 110 yards in 12.9 seconds, that's crazy. I was running the madness. I took myself. Okay, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And they do it like that. What a feat. 1, 2, 3, boom. 1, 2, 3, boom. And there are those, when those are powerful, the most powerful athletes, they'll do it too. Boom. 1, 2, boom. 1, 2, boom. The stride is so complete. The hands are tucked the right way. Everything, their arms swing at the same frame. They can frame it out, and their arms, they don't swing like that. It's the same distance every time. Everything, boom, 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 every time. It's precision and preciseness. That's what the word of Yah spew is precise. Everything He speaks is precise. Hallelujah. It's precise. He said, I've given my Shulishim, your word. He's given us the word. Yah has given us the living truth, Yahshua. And the world shall know them. Why? Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You are the world because you have friendship with the world, because you are the world. It is one thing about friendship is based upon this covenant that one makes with each other. Yahshua made a covenant with Israel. So he revealed unto us the fullness of the power of the Torah of Yah. He gave us a brit. It is like a birth. It was like a very sheet. It was the birthing of his brit, of the covenant of Yah within Israel. It based upon this alliance of confidence in each other. Come on, we got to have confidence in each other. You can't mistrust the brothers. Come on, I don't mistrust the brothers. And it's one thing that anybody let you do it over is more. I don't distrust them because of that. Hallelujah. Those payments that come in from Brother Josh, I opened it one time. I thought it said victory. I thought it was for me. I don't care about opening that. I don't care what it is. It makes me no difference. You understand? And that's the first thing they may use to create this mistrust and distrust. That you miss it and you diss a brother because you think he took a dollar. To hell with a dollar. I don't care about a dollar. I shared the brother Allen this morning. Yesterday, as I wrote the bills, as accumulated the offerings, we spent $4,500. We spent $2,500 just on the electric bill. Do you all hear me? $2,500. So some of you brothers know what you give. That doesn't even, all right? That's where they come. These for the brothers, $1,000. Trying to get it paid. We owe $1,300. Yes, we'll maybe. We pay that the next time. That's how it comes. $600 on other things that we've gotten that we need that I've just paid so much a month. And you add it up. So you figure all the offering, that just knocks that all in the hole, doesn't it? So I have to be very frugal. Very careful with what comes in here. So how did you get that? Well, first of the month, we began to save for this because I know what's coming. So when this brother gives $800,000, I'll put that back. Use it on the electric bill. Hallelujah. We must have wise men among us. Has to be someone wise. You all don't know because you murder and you complain. You don't understand the price, what it takes. Food is going up, brothers and sisters. It costs. Whether you believe that or not. Gas. It costs. It's not inexpensive. Brother James picked up a belt and blades for the lawnmower. It was $108, $106 just for that. It costs. Nothing is inexpensive at all. So we must have someone that's right. And there's one thing I will not allow to corrupt me, that's money. Hallelujah. Because it'll make me look for another woman too. Hallelujah. That's what it will do. He said the world hated. Even as I am not of the world. They hate you because you're not of the world. And for you to incorporate the world's fashion in you, that means that you want to be of the world, and the world hates Yah. And it hates Yahshua. It hates light. It hates truth. Your laughter, your folly, your friendliness, and all of that is not of Yah. And when one has this friendship, they're intimate. There's a covenant that they have with them. There is a commitment. It's amazing how we're committed to the world, and we won't commit to each other. You find that everywhere among the Israelites. We commit to the world. Well, I'll see what I can do for you. I'll see how I can do that. Sister needs someone to pray for her. Well, I'm tired. I just don't feel like getting up. Yeah, when it comes to Israel, we don't even entrust each other. There's no trust for each other. You trust the world, though. That's why you're a friend of the world. That's why you get aroused by the world, to be a friend of the world. You are an enemy, O Yib, of Yah. You're an adversary. You're a foe. You have denounced him. You denounced his word, his Torah light, Yeshua. And you're in for battle now. You're in for battle. And so you cannot love the world and love Yah. You cannot have the world or the spirit of the world, this carnal attitude in you, and love Yah, because the world hates Yah and it hates Yahshua. That is evident in the book. It hates him. And only an adulteress and an adulteress has that kind of a mindset. That's who possess that kind of a mindset. Hallelujah. Yah speaks about the character of his people. Look what he says in Jeremiah 9. You have a friendship to the world. You're devoted to the world. You can't be devoted to the world with commitment. Hallelujah. When it comes to Yah, we're not committed. We are committed to everything but Yah. It says in Jeremiah chapter 70, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 2. Jeremiah. Yah says, oh, that I had in the midbar, the wilderness, the inhabited place, a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people to go from them. Why? For they be some. Is that what it says? All what, Brother Yosef? All na'af. Did he say some? Few of them? He said that they all be adulterous. An assembly of what? Treacherous. Bagat. Wicked, treacherous men. They're faithless. That's what a treacherous man is. They deal very treacherously. They deal with wickedness. They deal... To give you a perfect example of one that is treacherous, a treacherous person, they deal what we call covertly. They practice covert activities. Well, you know, Deacon Benny, well, you know, that's a treacherous, adulterous one. You see, a true brother says, if you have sinned, they will come take you your sins. So they are adulterous and they're treacherous men. Treacherous. They're treacherous. They do things covertly. They do it to cover their wickedness. They cover their vile and their treacherous ways. That's what they do. It's a mind that covertly acts against Yah. Does things secretly and think Yah doesn't see it. You fool. You're sinning, you're late with sin. That's why you don't understand that. Bless you, Pastor Roberts, for the imat, for the truth is changing my life. Hallelujah. And she did not just send a small offering. She sent a very nice offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was an offering. She had just sent a letter. That was enough for me. The truth is changing. And you shall know the imats, and it makes you free from the world. Hallelujah. He said they are treacherous, they are bagad, they have this allegiance with the world, they have no confidence in Yah, And they covertly, they secretly. So that's why they come to you in the secret of night. They come to you, tell you the secret things. They talk secretly. They come with something out of the valley. They will tell all. That all may pray. So they do it secretly. They come to you because they figure you are in the same cahoots with them. You are the same mind, the same ruach. Come on, they come to you. I don't want to hear that. Man, let me tell you a joke. I don't tell jokes. You don't tell, and I just look at them. Then, you know. I don't go that route. Period. I don't fraternize and play with women. I just don't do it. We were in Sam's last week. The young woman, she seems a very gentle woman, you know, very kind, very respectful. So I go to leave out where they show the receipt. And so she tried to create conversation. Well, I don't really, what do I have? Probably she's 24, 25. I have no conversation really for her. What is that? Just check the thing. My expression do not change. There are many young women like that. Talk to them. They're like, wow, look at that. Oh, she must like me, you fool. Stupid jackass of a man. Stupid old fool. She's just trying to be courteous and kind. That's how stupid men are. Foolish. Oh, she must lack me. No, she's just doing her job. Be courteous at the door. Stupid generation is ignorant. If you don't like what I say. We've been soul-stroked too much anyway. You soul-stroke your young'uns. You lie to them and make them feebler. That's why they don't want truth. Because you're not about truth. There's one thing that young'uns will know. When the mom is real, the daddy, they will know they're real. You will not worry about them having much liaisons with them because they know they're real. You understand? The mom is false. They're false because they're false. And they're going to have liaisons with the mammy or the pappy. When that one is real, they're not going to do that. I don't want to hear what she got to say. I know what she's going to say. So I really don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. These false ones, they can have a convivial relationship. Because they're false. Because this one is false. Worldly. You're false too. So the world loves its own. So it loves the fellowship its own. That's why I love the brothers. I love the brothers. You brothers, I know I don't say that, but you all don't understand how much I love brothers. I really love brothers. I love brothers. I love the brothers. I love men. Well, the world hears that. That's all right. I want the world to hear. I love men. Behold, how tough and how pleasant it is for men, for Aki, to fellowship in oneness. In the mind of Yeshua. Nothing more precious than that. I love men. Will I straighten men out? Sure, I will. Will I tell them when they're immature? Sure, I will. Will I correct them? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But that doesn't mean that I don't love the brother and the brotherhood. I love the brotherhoods. I love it dearly. The sisters, I protect them with a great reverence. No time for chit-chat. No time for that. I'm just here to protect you. We lost my wife. I know that's why I'm here, to protect the house of Israel. No chit-chat, honey. They don't chit-chat about. Nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. Many men have messed up because they're chit-chatting. I don't have no time. I don't need to sit around and talk with the daughters of Zion. I honor them and reverence them. You understand. So I had no time for chit-chat. He said, my people, he said, they are... Yah said, I wish I had a wilderness of wayfaring men. That I could just put my people there. Men just you know, they are attached to the world. Because they're all adulterous. They're all na'af. They're idolatrous. They think about me, myself, I. They have no compulsion for the things of Yah. And he said, what has come out of them, they are treacherous. They do things covertly. They do things in a covert activity. They come in, they spy, they sneak, they lie, they tell. That's covert activity. They try to get what they can. What did he say? What did he preach? Oh, they're not concerned. You can always hear what I preach. They're not concerned what I preach. I wonder if I talked about this one. To hell with that one. And I said, that's the strongest demonstrative expression I can use because I mean what I say. I mean it. Hallelujah. I'm not playing around with this wicked generation. Come on, we played around too long. Still like children. Need to grow up and eat the strong meat. Hallelujah. Have no sensitivity to the things of Yah, nor even care for the people of Israel. Have no great compassion. None whatsoever. He said, an assembly of treacherous bogards. They violate the principles of Yah. Brother, sister, sin against you, go tell them. And they do things covertly, do things secretly. That's wicked. That's what the friendship of the world will do to you. You fraternize, you amuse with the world, fellowship with the world, eat with the world, and enjoy the world. And you got, I love the loud. You love nothing. Hypocrite. We need to get it right, brothers and sisters. You're condemning us now. If your own heart condemns you, Yah is greater than that. You and the condemnation, honey. If you think I'm condemning you, it's not what I speak. It's what's in this book. The Yah is condemning you. You condemned already. That's why Yahshua didn't have to come condemn the world, because it was already condemned. You're already condemned because you walk in wickedness. You don't walk in the light of Yah. The light shine instead of you bearing yourself and making yourself naked. It was one thing that Mr. Edwards said. You know what he said? I've been stripped naked. The tabloids had it right, but they said it 95%. This euphemism, you know, to say, well, it was right, but it wasn't right, but it was right. These liars. Now, you were sleeping with a hoe, man. Your wife laid up in the hospital with cancer. You neglected. You showed a host some compassion. Making sure she gets hundreds of thousands of dollars for a business. You do some shoddy job. Then your woman has had your youngest land up in the hospital. You got time to go to a hotel with a hoe. Come on, what a cowardly, weak, wicked man. What a dog. Any man that does that, he's a cowardly man. I don't care who he is. He's a coward. Man doesn't honor his wife, love her. He's a coward. She lied up there in the hospital, and yet there would be those that would still be sympathetic with him. He's a dog. Call a dog. Let everybody know he's a dog. Yeah. That's why folks vote for him, because they're dogs just like him. Yeah. Liars and thieves and corruptors. This world is full of adulterers and adulteress. You understand? You love it because you're an adulterous people. All of my people, an assembly of treacherous people. You see a brother or sister fall in the ditch and you think they're doing wrong, then you go before them, before the council. You damn hypocrite. That's how you do it. You don't even love yourself. No, they don't love themselves, because you, in order for me to love you, I have to love me. And I tell you, I love me. Now, you can say what you want to. I love David. Period. I love him. I love this man. I love him. How can I love you if I can't love me? I'm not oppressed and depressed. I don't, I hate me. No, sir, I love you, David. I look in the mirror now and then and say, I love you. Every now and then, say, I love you, man. I love you. I like you. I really like you, man. You messed up on that, but I love you. You folks, come on, Israel. How can I love you unless I love me? Unless I care for me, how can I care for you? If I don't love me, how can I care for this mother? It's superficial. I love me. And I will not stop loving me because you don't love me. I will still love me. Hallelujah. So these people, they're all na'af. No, you're not. You're adulterous and adulterous, the friendship of the world. So if you're an adulteress, he said they're all adulterous. That's what he says. Then they have friendship of the world, don't they? That's what Yahkahan calls them. You're adulterous and adulterous. No, you're not the friendship of the world. It's enmity against Yah. So Yah says you're an adulteress because you have the friendship of the world. You love the Hittites and the Jebusites. You love their ways. Don't you understand that? They lie, they steal, they assassinate one another's characters. They speak villainy against each other. They speak vile against each other. And you do the same thing, Jezebel. You fool of a man. They assassinate one another's character. They do it covertly. They pull out covert activities. They do move like a stealth bomber. Come on. He said they all. That doesn't miss any of us, does it? All right. Hallelujah. They all adulterous. The pagan worshippers. The apostate in their minds. Yes, say, oh, that I could find a wayfaring man. That I could just take my people. Just put my people. He said, that's what I want for them. He is giving us the wayfaring man. You're not going to find another one like Yahshua. Hallelujah. There's no other one like him. Hallelujah. 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 That's what we must have. That's what, you know, the true Hebrew word, tefillah. Tefillah is prayer. It's one of confessing one's wickedness and one's sins. That's what the tefillah. He knows what we have needed before we ask. So you don't have to ask him for shoes. You have to ask for no husband, no money. He knows what you have need of. He takes care of the sparrows, right? Are you not much more precious than the sparrow? There are a million sparrows. And yet he will take care of you. All the birds in the world don't amount up to what this, the composition of cells just in your one body. The average body holds 10 trillion cells. You don't have 10 trillion birds in the world. Period. Period. And yet the complexity of this. So you don't have to pray, yeah, please send me a wife. Yeah, please change the weather. No, he knows what you have need of. Hallelujah. The tefillah is a cry of supplication. Yeah. And you show me this. I'll see this great mercy. What am I that you will show me? Yeah, I fail you. I appreciate you. Every beat of my heart, I owe it to you. Come on, brothers and sisters. And I pray for nothing. There's nothing I pray for. I don't need to pray for nothing. Don't need nothing. Got more than I will ever use. Got more socks than I ever use. The matter of fact, I looked and I said, I may have to. Only one man around here can wear my thing, some. And that's Brother Christopher. So, hallelujah. Just cannot wear the shoes. And he doesn't take your shoes well enough anyway. That's right. Take care of my shoes. Keep, don't you take care of your feet? Feet sharp with the preparation of the message, the bizarre of Shalom. All right then. Hallelujah. Let me move on quickly. He says again in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 14. Now I want to show you when you walk in the spirit of this adulterous spirit, you're an enemy of Yah, but I want to show you what happens. In Jeremiah 23, 14. He says, I have seen also the Nobi of Jerusalem, a horrible thing, a detestable, vile thing. They commit, he said, they commit no'af, they commit adultery. They commit idolatrous worship and idolatrous lies that cause the minds of the people to be shifted away from me. He said, they walk in Shechah. Is that what he says? When one operates in that spirit of adultery, unfaithfulness to Yah, they walk in lies. Does the world lie all the time? They lie about everything. All liars go to inherit the kingdom. No liar shall tarry in the presence of Yah. The liars go into the kingdom. No Shekah is a liar that formulates fictitious things in their minds and thoughts against one another as a Shekah. He said they prophesy, they speak lies. They tell you you're right and they know they're telling you a lie. She's a precious sister. She's not precious. He's a fine brother. He's not a fine brother. He's a wicked brother. That's why scripture says a heretic, one that wants to dispute the doctrine of the Imam of Yah, the first, second admonition, you reject him. Leave him alone. Don't even embrace him. I don't care who it is. I don't want to embrace you. Hallelujah. He said that they speak lies. And of course, we are our own prophets today. Well, I believe this. Look, I know he said that, but that ain't what it means. Well, he did that. Isn't that amazing? Well, he did that. Did what? What about him? So you justify yourself. You compare yourself one with the other. We compare ourselves to Yahshua. Ain't no justification in that. He said they all walk. Walk in lies, they strengthen Hazak, give strength and power. They strengthen also the hands of who? Of who? Of who? Now that's an adulterous and an adulterous Jezebel swine of hell.
Well, honey, I know what you're doing is wrong, but just do right. Tell the whole you're going to hell, you little dog. You dress like a hoe. I will call you a hoe. You little effeminate boy, get out of my face. They strengthen. How you doing? Give me a hug. Give mommy a hug. Oh, mommy. Ah, you may hide, but you can't get by. Shine on me, Yeshua. Shine on me, Yeshua. Oh, let the light of Hashemayim shine on all of my wickedness. Shine, Yah, do shine on me, Yahweh. Shine the light of Yahshua on me. Let the light of your lighthouse, Yahshua, shine on me. I'll read that again. Let the light shine. This is an adulteress. An adulteress. They strengthen the hands of the wicked. Tell Lisa, go to hell. You want to act like a hoe? I treat you like a hoe. I will not strengthen her hands. Don't call me at midnight. And different things as they call. What's? But get up. Let's roll. Don't worry about washing your face, man. Get up. I'm not going to do it for her. You understand? Mama called Pastor Robert and said, let's go, brother. Come on. You watch things. Come on, become one of you, but let's ride. Sure, William. The whole like that called me. I will not strengthen our hands. Okay, it's the witness, the justice, any of them. I will not strengthen the hands. I read that again. I've seen the normies, the ones that speak the word of Yah in Jerusalem. A horrible, detestable thing. They commit adultery. No, and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers. You know when they strengthen the hands of the evildoers, what happens? That none does return from his wickedness. You wonder why the little Jezebel is not turning from her wickedness? You strengthen their hands. And they will not return. You strengthen them. And he says none. Because this wicked man is strengthening their hands. None return from their wickedness. They're Rosha. They're criminals against Yah. You cannot strengthen the wickedness of the world. You all do with this melancholy and false spirit. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? They that hear the word of Yah and do his will. When I first learned that, even in what we call quote Christianity, I began to quote it. And even my natural eye turned against me. He says, I'm not his mother. I said, I see what the word of Yah says. Who is my eye? Who is my Isha? My Ish. My sister. Who is my Ak? My brother. Those that hear Yah and do his will. So you say, I'm not your mother. I say what the word of Yah says. I speak that with clarity. And I'm not fearful to say it. So they strengthen. You prophesy lies to them. It's all going to be well. And it's not going to be well. They're going to die in their wickedness. You tell them don't worry. They better cry out. And they don't even turn from their wickedness because you strengthen them. Oh, I know you're doing wrong, little girly, but I still love you. He loved your group. He hated Esau. He despised his birthright. Get out of my face. I don't want to see you. You notice, oh, Danny, he doesn't call me anymore, nor does he email me. Because I told him, you little effeminate thing, you may talk to your daddy like that, boy. You will not talk to me. You will go to hell, you little effeminate coward. Because he doesn't contact Pastor Roberts.
And after the Lord Jezebel, she doesn't. They turn them over to whoredom. That's a fact. You parents continue to let your little daughters talk to these wicked ones, the Lisas and all of them. And same way they were drawn and allured by the wickedness, they don't care for them. Period. They don't care for them. So they speak lies. They speak like, oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, it's so nice. I got this. You have nothing. Don't even have a decent pair of drawers. You're so cold in your speech. I'll tell you what, go out there. You listen to the filthy conversation of the wicked. That should vex you. It vexed Lot. It's a deep man. He was vexed by the filthy conversation of the wicked and hearing their speech every day. So they speak to them shekah, lies. They strengthen their hands that none returned from his wickedness. They are all as them to me as Shodom and the inhabitants thereof of Gomorrah. Do you all understand that? He said this adulterous mind will speak lies. It will speak false prophecy. First of all, he identified the spirit that the false prophets operate in. When you operate in that spirit of Noah, you will speak lies to those that you say you love. You will tell them lies and falsehood that they will never return to Yah. You all think when I say this, what Pastor Rob is throwing that at me, yes, I'm heralding that at you, your pappy, your grandpappy, your daughters, your sons, your husband, your wife. At least you're wise enough to know I'm talking to you. I know I have to say something to get you talking like that, Mama. Doda. Doda. It has to be right. Still Toda. Still right. So they speak Shekah lies to them. Because they're adulterous. You're adulterous and adulterous. No, you're not the friendship of the world. So that's why they can speak lies. Because they're full of adultery. Does an adulterous man speak lies to his wife? That's what the dog does. He's a liar. So when you have the spirit of adultery, you speak lies. You tell them lies because you don't give a damn about them. And so what about if y'all tells you the truth, you get offended. Get offended. Makes no difference at all. An adulterous man, he would tell his wife he loves her and tell the whore over here in the bed, I love you. I don't know how I'm going to live without you. What a lying dog he is. And that's what they do. They're full of adultery. Or not. I don't care whether it's adulterous, adulterer, adultery. It is still not. They are idolatrous. They have no devotion to Yah. They have no commitment. They have no sincerity unto Yah. So you speak out of the prophecy of your belly, out of your belly, as one speaking great strength to them. And you strengthen them in their wickedness. Oh, you look so nice. She looks like a hoe. He looks like a little effeminate fag with his pants hanging down, smoking a cigarette, blowing smoke at you, weed in his shoes, smoking dope. Wearing ear bobs like they are slaves, and that's what they are.
That's right. They bore holes in the slaves of Israel. It ain't no, that's not a mark of great beauty. Show that you're a slave to the world. You're the wicked one. I'm free. Thank Yah, I'm free. I have no sufferings and no pains. Hallelujah. To Yah, I'm free. I am free. So when you find this ruach, the spirit of an adulteress, it is one that prophesy lies and speak lies. They will speak damnation of the people of Yah and justify the wicked. Well, I know she's bad. I know he's bad, but it's always that indication, but you're wicked. Now, don't shake my hand. That's all right. I know that Sister Horn and Sister Dot will shake my hand. Rest of you, I don't care. And I say that because it is the consistent. There's always been, whether she's battling, whether she had to scratch her head and say, this preaching thing. Hallelujah. But that's all right. I've seen him from a young man. He's a man, an older man, grow up. Come on, you've been here, sister.
Hallelujah. Ain't changing one thing. Not thing, now. Huh? One thing. Become more seasoned as they get a little older. So they prophesy shekah, lies, speak lies. Speak lies against their brothers and sisters. Hate them without a cause. They're murderers. And yet they strengthen the hands of the wicked one. That they don't even turn from their ways. They're not turning from their ways. Because when they feel at ease with you, they know that that's what the world has always wanted to be around those they feel comfortable with. Sisters like sisters. Homosexuals like to be around homosexuals. Adulterous men love adulterous men. Adulterous women, they're kind of a little leery of the other one because that one may shoot for their man too. Liars love liars. Do you see crackheads and methamphetamine heads together? You see crackheads with crackheads. You may see meth boys with meth boys. You see heroin addicts with heroin addicts. That's what you see. You don't see those rollerbladers or the boys that on those, what do you call them things? Skateboards with boys on rollerblades. They all got skateboards. You don't see a boy out there with boys out there on the ball court playing ball, a boy with a football, man, basketball. So it is in the natural. Crows hang with crows. Buzzards, we don't have any. Still hang with buzzards. And a dog like dogs. Dog hated cat. Kill it in a heartbeat. Hallelujah. And pigs like pigs. Hallelujah. Pigs love to wallow in the filth and the stench of their pigitis. And that is a fact. Let me read a few more before I close today. There's much more to this. I may stop on this week because there will be something very special on next week. Listen to this scripture here in Ezekiel. Yah speaks here about how the Tzaddik men will judge the wicked or the adulterous as he deals with Aholah and Aholabah. Now you got to listen to the message. I'm not going to go into that. I preach on that. We have that on the website. But he speaks unto them about their lewd, their zimra, their wicked practices, their wicked devices. That's what zimra is. The zimra, it is a wicked practice. It's things that people do and they practice upon their beds to share with others. That's wickedness. And so Yeskel says in Ezekiel 23:45, he says, and the Tzaddik men shall Shofats, shall judge them after, listen now, he said the Tzaddik men, the righteous men, are going to judge Aholah and Aholabah after the manner of what? Adulterous. So I judge you, Israel, after the manner of an adulteress and an adulteress. You that play the harlot role, I judge you that way. He said that's how the Tzaddik man will judge you. And after the manner of a woman that shed blood, that commits sin, that love to sin and sin with her mouth, because they are adulterers and blood is in their hand. You adulterers and adulteress, you have the blood of sin upon you because you love the world. You have a great appetite for the world. So you adulterers and adulteress, you know not that the friendship of the world is enmity against Yah. You're for Yah, so you must judge an adulteress as an adulteress. You must judge an adulteress. Did he not say that the Tzaddik men, the righteous men? Did not the word of Yah say that? He said they shall shofat. They shall judge you. They shall judge you according to the Mishra of the government of my Torah. That's what he said. So you righteous men judge. He shofar. Torah, my brother. Only one, huh? He said, the Tzaddik men, you judge them, you shofar them. After the way of an adulterous whore, you judge them that way. If they're adulterous, an adulterous man, you judge him that way. You judge him after the manner. Let him know the rewards. We don't realize what Yah's going to do to this adulterous generation. A wicked and an adulterous generation, we see not the sign, don't they? They will not hear the truth.
But there will be no sign given but the sign of Jonah, of your honor. That's the only sign. They don't want to hear the truth. Yah speaks to us by the revelation of Yahshua. That's how he speaks. In no other way. So you adulterous. You Sadiq men, you judge them that way. Because this is an evil, a wicked generation. It is an adulterous generation. It is always seeking after a sign. And there shall not be no sign given but the sign of your honor. Jonah. That's the only sign that is going to be given to this generation. It is something that the word of Yah, Yahshua is the living word of Yah. He is the power of the Torah revealed unto Israel. He is the strength of the keeping power of Yah. The Torah was given to Israel to keep them away from the heathens and sin, from this adulterous and adulterous mindset that is treacherous, that is against Yah, is against the brothers and sisters. That's why it covertly speak against them. It does things. If I say something to Deacon Horn about Pat, I've already said it to Pat. If I say something to Brother Dale, or if I say something to Brother James, or if I say something to Brother Ryan, it makes no difference. I've already said, that's the way I am. That's the way I am because I love, if I love Deacon Horn enough to tell him the truth, if I speak the same thing to Brother Dale, he already knows. If I speak down to speak to Deacon Benny, he already knows. You don't do things covertly. You don't do things treacherously. You don't come against the man of Yah with this treacherous mindset. Do it covertly. Well, I get Deacon Horn and we'll get together. Well, you know Pastor Roberts did that. He got that. No. If I sin, come tell me. Show me my sins. And if I had the rock of Yah, I'd say, well, you brother was right. I could have been a little more diplomatic. I said to his sister, you all just bear with me. I'm a crude man. No way's a crude. I'm not a polished man. I am not an educated man. But I'm devoted unto Yah and what I do. That's why I will not try to shade the truth. Hallelujah. And even when Yah opened my heart up in my mind to the word, I don't try to justify me in that. He justifies me because I have emunah, faith in him, that he watches over me. Yah watches over me. Come on. He protects me. There's nothing I can do to justify me. All the great works, what great works? Putrefy. We have no great works. Our works in Yahshua. He's already done the great work. Hallelujah. That's what we must be, imitators of Yahshua. We must be that. Listen to this, what Yahshua says. He says in the book of Mark chapter 8. I can hardly read that. Mark 8. Mark 8:38. You see, we must understand if we're ashamed of him, it's because we don't love his word. He says, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me. He said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words. Did Yochanan, did Yaakov speak the word? He said, you adulterous and you adulteress. Know ye not the friendship of the world. Is that the word of Yah?
Yes.
Is that Yahshua? And if we are ashamed, we're so ashamed of him that we will persist in our friendship with the world. He said, whosoever is ashamed of me and my words in this, what kind of a generation?
Adulterous.
This is an adulterous generation. And the sinful generation. Of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes into the splendor or the power of the Abba with a Kadosh. Melechim. So if you're ashamed of Yah, you're ashamed of Yahshua in this wicked generation. This is an adulterous. We are adulterous people because we love the friendship of the world. I don't want the friendship of the world. I don't want it. I don't need my natural brother's friendship, any of them. I really don't want it. I want the Reach of Israel. I want my devotion. Hallelujah. Because there's no difference when a rich man dies and a poor man. What I'm dead, we will forget. Just like we've forgotten all of those that have gone on that are out there. And our minds very seldom gravitate to those that have gone on. Our thoughts, we walk through there like it's nothing. These things are reminders. That the most imminent thing is going, we're all going to experience. And we walk, we have no thoughts of it. Our conscience,
You see, I look at the grace. I say, well, we need to get evangel home. We need to fix this up. We need to fix that up. You see, I don't want to have to do that. I want the brothers to do that. Do you all hear me? Yeah. You want the men to do that. I want them to walk out there and say, boy, we need to fix this grave. Avengers on this. Cave it on the side. We need. Repent. Come on, brother. We're going to do this. Hallelujah.
You know, it was one thing that you don't have to believe me. When I worked at IBM, I always made more money than most people there because no one had to tell me. I knew things that needed to be done, and I would do them. When I had downtime, I would go into the library. I would take me a class, and I would learn things. I would go and sit in the office of an engineer or someone that could teach me something. That's how I did it. And there were people that had been there 25 years, Brother Joshua. They didn't make the money I made. My manager said to me, there are only two people make more money than you. And I look at that 25, 30, me, Jeff Wotowicz, and an issue. Nobody else. I watch the men walk in their fancy suits. How much you make? I say, I make a penny. Whatever you think I make. Well, you make this. I say, well, I make between a penny and that then. Whatever you say. Come on, tell me. Undoubtedly, they thought I made more money than them because they would have never asked the question. I didn't need no one to tell me nothing. I don't need no instructions in anything. None. Do you see the old saying, where there's a will? If you got a will to do it, there's a way. Hallelujah. Yahweh show you the way. Hallelujah. You got a will, there's a way. I want to close with this from Tehillim. Yah requires a sincere obedience. You cannot be a friend of the world. You are your enemy of Yah. So Yahweh in Tehillim, Psalms 50, 16, he requires an obedience unto him. And because he requires this ability, we cannot walk with the friendship of the world. If there's any man that could express that greater than any other man, it is thy weeds. He says in Tehillim 50, verse 16, he says, but to the wicked, the Rasha, the wicked, the criminals, Yah says, what have you to do to declare my statutes, my hook? Can I ask you a question? What does the wicked world have to do with to declare the ways of Yah? Why you want their friendship? That's what it says here. What have you to do with me to declare my statutes? Or that you should take my covenant in your mouth. You should not even take my brit, my word in your mouth. You should not even speak it in your wicked mouth. Seeing that you love instructions, seeing that you, Shone Musa, you hate the correction instructions of Yah, and you cast my word where? Behind your back. You said to hell with Yahweh. So with the world, you cast the word of Yah behind your back, and your conversation is foolish and folly. Come on here, Yisrael. I am on the mark. The Ruach is on the mark. Your conversation is not about the things of Yah. They're about worldly things. They're about sensual things. And sensual things create a carnal mind that hates Yah. That's what your mind is about. He said, you cast the word behind your back. He said, when you saw a liar, you saw a thief. The man steals because he's hungry. You don't kill him. You make the man pay for what he's done. You're somebody out here stealing some of the things out of the garden. Ho, ho. I tell you what. Come on. You can take all you want. I will bring you home. You're going to weed some. Sure I would. Take all you want. But you're going to weed. You're going to come and ask. I gave it to you. Now you steal from me. Get this hoe and get out there and weed. And don't make me get my big dog out here. Hallelujah. Listen, now this is the way we are. See, when you were a Jezebel, you consent with the Jezebel. You can put anything. When you saw a thief, then you consented with him. When you saw a liar, you said, well, I love you, honey. You all right. You saw a thief, you consented. You saw your Jezebel sister with a lying ways, you consented. Well, I know what you said, but you saw your wicked brother, you said, well, he's my brother. And a man who called me this morning and said, I don't talk with no one on the telephone now, on the Shabbat. But he calls out there in Tennessee, pray for my brother and me. Never met his
kinfolks know what he was put up as a young child for adoption. Never met his mother, doesn't even know his daddy. He got a very gentle spirit. He's an old hillbilly up in the hills of Tennessee. Very gentle man. His spirit, even the way he talks. That's the reason I talk with the man. They put me in jail. They got me for assault. I thought, what? My brother, we had a fight. I said, that's the one that's 70 years old you've never seen? Yes. He took my stereo. I said, where are you staying now with him? Got mad. I said, don't do that again. Come on. Took his speaker. I told him, don't move it. Old man like you, come on, old man. Be quiet. Sit down. Shut your mouth. So when you saw a thief, you consented. You saw Jezebel, you consented. You saw an adulteress, you consented. You saw an adulteress, you consented. You saw a Shekinah liar, you consented with him. You didn't condemn her, you consented with him. And then you have become partaker with the adulteress. You fellowship with the adulteress. No, you're not the friendship of the world. You're adulteress and adulteress. So you consented, you have fellowship with the world. You love it. You make them a part of your activities. Hallelujah. And then you consented with an adulterer. You gave your mouth to evil. We would never do that. You gave your mouth to ra, to lies and speaking against dignities. Even the scripture tells you don't do that. It tells you that you're a damn fool, man, woman. And your tongue frame lies, deceit, treachery. With your crazy, twisted mind, you frame deceit. You sit and speak against your brother, but not the whole. I will, my brother, Tota. Awful quiet, isn't it? That's all right. I'm a warrior. I like to fight. I love battles. And that's the truth. I don't care what it is, whether it's painting or weeding. Brother Charles, I looked at that garden. We get some fresh blood out there tomorrow. We got to get the weeds. Yes, sir, brothers. I looked at that and we had to fight on last week. That was some work, wasn't it? Though we had it all done and this week it all, life is already back. Hallelujah. This is the toughest month to weed. That's why the summertime is a tough time for the people of Yah. We get weedy, and seedy, act crazy. That's a fact. He said, you speak against your brother. You speak against the man of Yah. You speak against the daughter of Zion. You slander your own, I am the son. We have been birthed from above by Jerusalem. We had the birth, not the natural mama. You even slandered him. These things have you done? Yah said, I've kept silent. And you thought that I was altogether such as one as yourself. You thought I was like you. Your adulterous whore, your adulterous man, your adulterous Jezebel. He said, I kept silent because I didn't say anything. You thought I was like you. You see, when you keep silent, people think you're just like them. That's why you gotta say, hold up. You're wrong. You're a liar. How do you know that? He said, you thought I was like you. Yah said, but I will reprove you. And that's what you need to do, reprove them. So you're Jezebel, you're a liar. You speak lies, you speak falsehood. He said, I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this. You that forget Yah, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you at all. You better consider the word of Yah. Unless he tears you in pieces and none will consider you. You do not consent with a liar. You do not consent with an adulteress and an adulteress. You see, the world is consenting with John Edwards. Well, he's having a family problem. Well, you know, him and his wife, we don't want to mess with him. They want to kind of work themselves through this. And yet there have been men that committed offenses less than that, and they have torn them to hell and to pieces. And that's a fact. And even the major news organizations held that piece. That's a fact. They held it. Had it been Al Sharpton, they'd had it out there. You said, what you want to? Oh, Jesse, when they found out, they put him right. For 2 years, they sat on it. Well, we want to make sure they don't make sure. It took a tabloid to say, look, he's got a love baby. Wife in the hospital dying. and he gets a little baby. Wicked man. Do not befriend this adulterous, wicked. This is an adulterous generation. And an adulterous love, an adulteress. That's what he loves. That's what it is. So if you're a friend of this adulterous generation, then you're an adulteress or an adulteress. Then you're foe of Yah and you're an enemy. May Yah barak you all. May strengthen. Yo, Yisrael, you that are listening by the live stream, Pastor Roberts, he's kind of, his wording is shrewd and crude, but that's all right. You understand what I said. Sister Brown, your letter is enough to make me press on. For it's by the word of his imat that my whole life is changing. If the word of Yah doesn't change and alter your life, something gets wrong with you. I'm not going to speak things that are to pacify your flesh. I will not consent with you in your corrupt ways, your lying, deceitful ways. Brock, you all that are listening. When I talk to people and they hear what I say and I hear their response, then I can deal with those. But when I deal with people that do not respond, I don't want to deal with them. The people that write me, the people that call, immediately when I say something, I can sense it right then. When they're ruach, when it's one that is humble, I would deal with that one. When they're boastful and arrogant and full of pride, go away from me, man. Woman, I don't want to talk to you. Find someone else. I had this woman to write me. She would write me, oh, there's no other man. Speak like that. These lies, she's speaking like that. I'm just the only man she's probably listening to. And then she get offended because I said, we were talking about animals. She said, well, I don't think we should kill her. I said, Yah gave us a dietary law. You can eat them. I said, don't give me that, woman. Well, I just think it's wrong, Pastor. You need to read. I said, woman, I don't want to read that. I know what Peter says and all this crazy mess. Give a cow for man to eat that. Chicken too. Hallelujah. It's in the book. Now, if you don't want to eat that, that's all right. That's no compunction with that. Hallelujah. Maybe a better thing for most of us if we didn't. You get quiet, huh? The body has 10 trillion cells. And it must be, our bodies are not healthy. It is the way that Yah gave us a diet that detox our bodies to cleanse them and to purge it. And the things that these folks are creating today is flat out crazy. I was reading in one of those, one of the magazines Sister Robert gets. It's called Hallelujah Acres. That 1/6 of the business in America is dealing with the healthcare system. 1/6. Do you understand that? 1/6 of all businesses deal with the health of people. And it starts with the pharmaceuticals, with the food that we eat that make us sick. And then the pharmaceutical give us medicine to keep us prodding along in life. Do you understand that? So there are many things that we can alter our lives. So as I said to us, the word diet, it is an altering or change. It is a lifestyle. That's what it is. And so in order for our lives to be like Yahshua, we must eat the bread. Must be a lifestyle change. So there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You understand? And we keep ourselves healthy and we've got a healthy body, healthy mind. We have a healthy ruach. And our thoughts will be healthy. You don't become a partaker of the wicked, brothers and sisters. Let them go on. I'm not going to do it. I don't care if no kin folks of mine ever contact me. It doesn't bother me. No, that's just Pastor Roberts. I can trouble you, but it doesn't trouble me one bit. Not one bit at all. Not at all. I don't even know them. I'm not offended. I'm not upset. Not one bit. Hallelujah. And if I had a son that he was a little Jezebel, he would not come here. Period. And if I saw him out there, I'd say, you look at you, you're a fool. You're a fool. Get out of my face. I will not fellowship in your putrefied ways. See, I'm not going to consent with him. Hey, Dad, how you doing? Get out of the hold up, boy. Don't touch me now. I can't, boy, look what I said. Don't touch me. Me what I said. Oh, the way I look at him, he will understand. He would know not to touch me. That's a fact. A daughter that was a hoe. She was a little Jezebel. You can't have mama cry. As a matter of fact, she would be tougher than I am. I like that about my wife. I really do. She's always, when she heard the truth, she would obey it. I remember when she came home nearly 30 years ago, she said, the preacher down there said, a woman should not wear pants. I said, oh, a woman, that's crazy. I said, women wear hats. Men wear hats. Do you wear socks? Men wear socks. What's wrong with that? She said, well, she said, I understand what you're saying, but she had a real conviction. She said, I ain't gonna wear them. I've never seen in a pair since then. Never. Never. Work jobs and all that. Never in a pair. Never. I said, this man, honey, you come on.
Oh, she was a young thing. Nice looking. She's still beautiful now. Come on. I said, you don't have to wear that. You can wear that. She said, no, I ain't going to wear it. Hallelujah. May His shalom rest upon you, Israel. You that are listening there in Jerusalem, may the strength of Yeshua rest upon you. The koach of Yah. Fill your lap in Yeshua's name. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Come on, singers. We're going to sing. Hallelujah. We pray that this word today bless you all that are listening. Yeshua's name. Shalom, shalom. Delight in the preciousness of Yeshua. We adore you for this Shabbat, for the Shofar, the rest of comfort, the Shalom, in Yeshua's name. Bless all those that gathered
on the internet, the many that come, the homes, bless each one. And those that are here, we rock you for them. We ask all things in Yeshua's mighty name. We delight in this day, and we shall rest in Yeshua on this great Shabbaton. Bless Israel, I pray, Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.